Supporters say it will help banks clear up the backlog of pending cases on their books while also ensuring some safeguards for homeowners. It would give banks a way to provide documentation of ownership in situations where a mortgage note can't be found. Sylvia Landis is a member of a group called Foreclosure Hamlet that connects struggling homeowners to groups that can help. She said all the bill does is cover up a path of fraud.
What it does is it tries to convert bad title to good title by papering over and not challenging the title. We have existing laws that allow challenges. What has happened in actuality is that most of the foreclosures are fraudulent. They're false.
According to an organization called Realty Track, the average foreclosure takes a little more than 2 years to complete in Florida. But according to that same group, it could go much quicker. This bill shortens the amount of time a lender must wait to file a summary judgment against a homeowner to 20 days. But Landa said it's helping banks cover for a mess they got themselves into.
Right now, if the bank has the legal right to foreclose, they can complete a foreclosure in 64 days. The reason the foreclosures have slowed down is that the Florida law requires verification of the complaint. Many of the foreclosure mills have been put out of business, and if a attorney puts forward a complaint, the case, and it is not legally valid, then the bar has made it clear that they will hold them responsible.
And Awake Tampa's project manager, John Streeter, agreed.
Maybe this is oversimplification, but it's going to speed up the process and lean that process more heavily in favor of banks than homeowners.
Streeter opposes any legislation that burdens already struggling citizens. In this case, he said lawmakers are solving the right problems for the wrong people.
I think there is a lot of agreement in society as a whole that there needs to be something done to resolve some of the issues. But it seems like a lot of the things that are done, especially in our state, if there's problems, the common folks are the ones that are going to pay to set them right, not a broad, bankers and homeowners resolve it together, some gains, some losses on each side. That appears not to be the case.
The only part of the bill opponents are viewing as maybe a small victory is a provision that reduces the statute of limitations on collecting money still owed on a property after a foreclosure is completed. It's called a deficiency judgment, and now it can only be issued within 1 year of the foreclosure. That could help homeowners who are facing owing money on a home they no longer possess. But Sylvia Landis from Foreclosure Hamlet said the bill will leave banks with even more properties, and that could affect homeowners who aren't facing losing their homes.
The banks own enormous amount of properties which they want to unload and get off their books. So it's going to force the property values down, and I think it'll create total chaos on the real estate market.
And for Walt Seeley, it's not just a state issue. He's with the organization Move On, and he said the bill represents a far greater problem, one that climbs all the way to a national level.
Just in general, like so many other people, I am just very concerned in this entire country that we are seeing more and more representative government that isn't representing the people. It's representing the money powers. And that's kind of why I'm here, because I think it needs to change. We need to be dealing with the needs of the people.
The group entered the office of Representative Harrison, a Republican, to find out whether or not he reached out to people who would be impacted by the bill.
Was there a discussion with the banks?
Harrison wasn't there to answer, but Seeley thinks it's likely that representatives like him heard far more from banks than they did from people.
We have lobbyists with money and power, and they speak and they're heard by representative government, not only at the state, but at the federal level. And the ordinary citizen doesn't have that kind of power, that lobby. But we do have the vote. And my big thing is, how do we convert the energy that we're seeing in Florida and in the whole country right now into votes? How do we make changes in this country so that we have representative government?
WMNF requested an interview with Harrison, but he didn't respond by deadline. A similar bill in the state Senate still needs to be voted on before being signed off by Governor Rick Scott. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Temple Terrace.